Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of things that will help you with your small business, including some references to our independence. Some things I've written, some things Rich Gaydon has written, our friend and our guest this half hour, and others. So you'll find a little bit of 4th of July stuff there. And so go ahead and check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Rich Gaydon, thanks again for hanging out with us on this Independence Day. This is my 14th consecutive live 4th of July program, and you've been with us on a number of them. We appreciate that very much. Rich, one of the benefits, I'll say, of being a student of history, of caring about history and wanting to know what people did in the past, as I do and as I know you do, is it helps to put some of the crummy things that are going on in America today in perspective. There's some things that I'm really, really disgusted about what's going on in America. And just about the time, you know, I think that, boy, we've sunk to, I don't know whether we're going to survive this or not. I'm reminded of what I know about history. And as ugly as some of the stuff is right now, and you know it better than I do, being right there in the muzzle blast of our nation's capital, this stuff's been going on for as long as we've had a nation, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it really goes back to the way before that, even, because it's really politically it's a reflection of the parliamentary system, mostly in the UK and in Great Britain, that where, you know, ugly shouting across the aisle is the order of the day and has been for, you know, 300 or 400 years. We're still pretty new at it, so we may be a little raw around the edges.
But
if anybody who's ever listened in on Question Time, where the opposition gets to question the prime minister in the parliament, it's pretty brutal stuff. And if you go back in American history to presidential campaigns, especially. They have traditionally been just dreadfully ugly. We would never get away today with saying some of the things about opponents that they said back in the 1800s and 1900s.
Well, even in the early elections, Adams and Jefferson had, you know, one time friends. They actually hired people. There's evidence they hired people to write bad things about the other one.
Lest we forget, Burr shot Hamilton.
Exactly.
who was going to be vice president of the United States or B, president of Mexico.
Yeah, this would be, folks, the closest thing we could come to, maybe, and my tongue is only somewhat in my cheek when I say this, would be Vice President Biden, Joe Biden, having a duel with Sarah Palin. And you know what? I think Sarah might win that one. What do you think?
I think she's probably got more experience with guns.
She's a better shot than Joe is. We're just kidding, folks. Just kidding.
I was talking to somebody the other day. We were talking about the ugliness on Capitol Hill, and I said, "What are you talking about? When was the last time there was a good caning? They're just jawing at each other."
You know, I had one of America's national treasures in the form of a human is Austin Kiplinger. Have you ever met Austin Kiplinger?
I've read his
son of the founder of the Kiplinger Letter.
Right.
He's 93, I think, almost 93. Ramrod straight. Looks like he ought to step off the GQ cover, and just as smart as, still sharp as a whip. He's on my show at least once a year to celebrate his birthday, and I love having him on because he's got some great stories to tell that would embarrass Harry Reid right now. You know, some of the things that has happened in the past.
When you're living in it, it's hard to kind of have the perspective, but when you look back across the sweep of however many years it's been, 200 and something years of American political history.
Yep.
And remember, it, you know, we forget this. I was just talking about this the other day, that, you know, we had to do it twice. We didn't get it right the first time with the Articles of Confederation.
Right.
We had to scrap that and then start again. So although 1776 is, you know, the Declaration of Independence, but
right.
the Constitution didn't go into effect until March 4th, 1789.
Took 13 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. And as you say, well, an excellent point, Rich, because, and even then, as they pulled the Constitution together, it was a struggle to get to see which states were actually going to go along with it.
Yeah, they had it. The history is that it was, they had enough states. They had 9 states to do it, but one of them, they needed either and New York or Virginia, which were then the 2 big Hebel states. Because without those 2, it would have been kind of a hollow
right.
victory. And so when New York and Virginia finally acceded to the Constitution, then it really went into force. But even at that, remember, they spent all this time on the Constitution, and the first thing they had to do was amend it with 10 new amendments.
Right. Well, clearly, I think the bottom line we can come to here, Rich, is that whether you're birthing democracy or maintaining it, it's messy. But you have to
have an underlying belief that it is the correct way to go. It is true that you govern by the consent of the governed in our society. When the governed get angry enough, as they did both in 2006 on one side and then in 2010 on the other, they make their voices heard.
Rich, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.